I'm Will Harris, and today's program has been brought to you by White Oak Pastures.
Hi, everybody. You tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show was Flash Talks Cash. We're about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, with my co-host, Andrew, my son, Newman.
You sound a little frazzled there, Flasher.
And we got the big frazzled. Joe in the booth.
Frazzled.
He's our producer. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. That's an old song.
He's not talking. He's got a non-functioning mic.
Joe, she seems frazzled. I think she's off.
I'm perfectly okay.
She's off her game, Joe.
I want to let you know that we stream live every Thursday from 4:30 to 5. If you can't tune in while we're streaming live, all shows are archived on the website, or you can download a free podcast through iTunes. You can listen to Flash Talk Cash anytime, all the time.
You okay?
No excuses.
You sure? You're right there, Flash?
We'd like to hear from you while we're streaming.
Yeah,
so
she would.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you now, Joe.
Sorry. Joe is in the house.
I'm can off you hear my me game. Now? I'm frazzled.
Can you hear me now? Good.
So call us while we're streaming, and we'd love to hear your comments, questions, or thoughts. And you can yell at Andrew. It's okay. You can call us at 718-497-2128, or you can email Joe. He'll take your emails, info@heritageradionetwork.com. I want to let you know this week our show is The Cost of Multitasking. And this show is really going to be an interesting discussion between the Drewster, that would be Andrew, and me regarding this topic, because he is
I'm literally multitasking right now.
Yeah, and not doing a very good job.
I'm doing a phenomenal job.
Well, we'll talk about
it. What am I not doing well? Am I engaging? Yes.
No.
I'm doing two things at one time.
No, you're not.
What am I not doing? What am I not successfully achieving at this point?
Having a conversation. We're
talking.
You're yelling. No,
what would you like to talk about?
Okay.
You want to talk about I'm multitasking right now.
So a lot of people, including Andrew, think that multitasking is the way it should be. He makes the most of his time, and obviously he must make a lot of money because he can do many different things at the same time, unlike a lot of people out there. And a lot of other people, you know, as the years go by and technology improves, things get worse and worse. He has no idea right now. He's got his eyebrows furrowed because he's reading something on his computer and he has no idea what to say.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing.
There's nothing. You didn't say anything.
So why is it between... Andrew's one of almost 50% of the people who feel overwhelmed at work.
No, I have too much work.
Overwhelmed. That's called overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed. Don't tell me
I'm
overwhelmed.
I'm not overwhelmed.
You're overwhelmed.
And it's not just because of the number of hours we're working, but spend too much hours juggling different things all at the same time. The lines between work and personal have been blurred, and the people swear they're doing a good job, but they're not. Technology has now have them on call 24/7, and Andrew's reading an email, and he's really, really...
I'm literally actually creating an invoice right now.
Well, stop it.
No! I'm just trying to prove to you that multitasking
is
something
not.
Successful.
And
why
so
not?
The biggest cost...
What are the costs?
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Why are you not talking to me?
The biggest cost is the fact that you don't do your job well, and you also, obviously, the most obvious one is if you're driving and you're talking or texting. I mean, you can kill yourself or hurt somebody or kill somebody else and damage a lot of equipment. But at work... You know, obviously, if you work in a place where you're working on machinery or something, that could happen. But, you know, if you sit at a desk or have another kind of job and you're texting and you should be doing something else, your work is now suffering. The work product that people produce is less than stellar. There's also, people think that they're multitasking. What they're actually doing is serial tasking. They're doing from one function to the next function
That's
to the
more
next
what
function.
I do.
And what they're actually doing when they serial task is shut down one thing, open up another thing, shut that down, go back to the old thing, or go on to a new thing. And what they're actually doing is losing a few seconds or a minute or two, whatever, depending on how deep the task is and how difficult the task is, up to 25% of their time going from one task to the other. But the most important thing is it's burning people out. It is causing an enormous amount of stress. And as I said, they certainly aren't producing a good product. So you have to learn how to set more boundaries. The boundaries are, you know, there is a time to focus and do a specific function, and then don't let other things interrupt you. Now, a multitasker such as Andrew is going to say, I can do that and I can do it all well, and that's not in fact true. It's been studied time and time and time and time again. Women think that they're better multitaskers than men. They might be a little bit better because they're quicker on the change. However,
they still don't
a good enough job to say that when they're multitasking, the product that they're producing is in fact a good as well as it would be if you were just focusing on one thing at one time.
That's always true, but there's not enough time in the day, Joanne. You know that.
Well, there is because you...
How is there enough time in the day?
So you would get the things done and you would have enough energy to complete the rest of your tasks and you'd be more efficient. As you go from task to task to task to task to task to task, switching back and forth and so forth, you're depleting your day's energy and you're running out of energy sooner because you're on that high level. Whereas if you come in the morning and you say, okay, I'm going to tackle the hardest or the most important job today and set aside 60 minutes or whatever it
but
takes.
But no one's life is like that.
No, but there are people.
No one's day.
Maybe
if your day is that simple, then you don't normally need to multitask.
That's not true.
Oh, come on now. If your day is set up, and you have the same things to do every day?
No, you choose what you prioritize your work.
But I'm saying, how do you know during the day what's going to come up? My day is never that easy.
Well, and then people...
Most people's
such
days
as Andrew,
are not that easy.
...think that an email has to be addressed right away, or somebody else's fire becomes his fire and he has to put it out, when that's not in fact true at all. You can say, I'll get back to you in an hour, or I'll get back to you later in the week, or whatever it is, but you can stay focused on what it is that you have to do. Sure, there's going to be situations where there are going to be interruptions. However, if you structure your work and you have an ability to either cut yourself off from the outside world by closing a desk, you know, your office door, or by not answering your phone or not looking at your emails for an hour while you focus in on the job, that would be the way you would do. Now, multitasking, as Andrew defends it, is the way it works. But he really has to learn how to single task. And a lot of people have to learn how to single task.
I do that as well.
Single tasking.
Don't tell me I don't. You don't even know what I do.
Single
you
tasking.
You have no idea what I do during that.
It's difficult for most people who multitask.
Well, you have to single task because you can't handle multiple tasks at one time. You get frazzled. I've seen it. Joanne, don't lie to me like, I can handle this. No, you have to do one thing at a time.
That's
and
right.
If you get more than one thing, your mind explodes and you shut down.
No, because...
And then you get upset and you're like, I need to do this one thing now.
That's correct. Because I have to focus and concentrate on what I'm doing. I can listen to music and I can read a note or a memo at the same time because those two functions are not using the same part
of
the
like
brain.
Saying you can chew gum and walk at the same time. Congratulations.
You know, there's been studies again and again and again and again where kids who do homework in front of the TV don't do as good a job as if they would do homework
at a quiet table.
This is the same concept. It's called multitasking.
How about this? Can you talk on the phone and do something at the same time?
Not usually.
No.
Because if you're talking on the phone, it's usually using a certain part of your brain that you're actually engaged and thinking. And so you have to, unless you're just not responding, you're just there, which is what a lot of people do. They're in a room, they're in a meeting, they think that they're listening, they repeat the last sentence that you said, but they're not actually listening. They're texting, they're surfing the web, they're doing other things, they think they're listening. You're deluding yourself. It's okay. Maybe one day when you sit there and you say,
why do you have to be, you're wrong. You're honestly wrong. You should see what I do every day.
Well, we all know what you do every day.
You don't know what I do every day.
Yes, I do. I mean, I do the same kind of work that you do. So I understand what
you
do.
So how are you not capable of doing multiple tasks at the same time?
And what,
you can't have a conversation while entering information?
No, because...
Why not?
Because there's too much room for mistake.
So
people who are multitaskers, it's an addiction. They thrive on it. It's actually an emotional satisfaction they get out of it, more so than a production satisfaction. And frankly, you know, the job you're performing is not going to be as good as if you were to just focus. And so your employer is paying for you to oftentimes do personal things that get mixed into to business, because it's all blurred. As I said earlier, all the personal and business is all blurred because everybody checks their email and they text during all sorts of meetings and so forth. So they have to learn how to single task, and it's very difficult for them. And it's just like any other compulsion or addiction. They have to relearn new behavior, and it's going to be hard for them, and they're going to revert back to multitasking until they realize that single tasking is the way that's going to be best for themselves and their employer and their production. So I knew that it was going to rattle Andrew's feathers when I talked about this, because he's a typical 21st century young person, and he will learn as he goes on and burns out more and more and more that unfortunately it's not working for him. So let's take a break for a minute, and we'll come back and we'll discuss other topics that won't be so...
White Oak Pastures is a 146-year-old multi-generational family farm that works in cooperation with nature to produce artisan meat that is safe, healthy, nutritious, and good to eat. Without fail, we ensure that our production practices are economically practical, ecologically sustainable, and that the animals are always humanely treated. We never falter in our determination to conduct our business in an honorable manner. For more information, visit whiteoakpastures.com.
Okay, we're back. Flash Talks Cash. And now Andrew has reinforced the army, and he brought Jack, the infamous executive producer of the Heritage Radio Network.
I'm actually writing automatic emails in my pocket as I sit here.
No, he's not. He's bullshitting you. But he is defending his Andrew's position, and I'm against it.
The ability to multitask is something that your generation cannot handle.
That's not true.
It is definitely true. You did not grow up with electronics and the things that you make you capable of multitasking. I think that's your downfall.
No, I don't.
Your inability to grasp technology and new things makes you...
Listen, in my day, we had TV and we had homework.
Well, I'm not talking about doing...
And when you sat in front of the TV and tried to do your homework, it doesn't work.
You can't...
Let me say this. Have you ever watched Joe, Carlos, or I run the studio in there? The job description is multitasking.
Yeah.
And if they couldn't multitask, I wouldn't hire them.
Yeah.
Because you have to do three things at once. And if you only knew how to do one thing at once, we'd have a guy sitting at the board, one guy sitting at the computer. You know, you have to. In some situations, you have to.
Yes.
Well, you think you're multitasking, but you're not. You're going from one function to the other. It's called serial tasking.
How about this?
Serial tasking.
Three things are happening at one time.
So you do one thing, you stop doing that thing, or you complete that function, you go on to the next function.
So he's a serial tasker.
You are not. Everybody's a serial tasker.
I'm a multitasker.
No, you're not. You are not.
I just did something while you had that conversation.
And you are not even...
I was totally present. You just would not give me credit.
You were not present.
You were not giving me credit.
When somebody is present...
I forgot to tag this whole episode.
So, see what happens. See what happens.
How did that happen?
Joe's fired.
Yeah, Joe, thank you for coming today.
So you guys, what else do you have to say? Because I am not in agreement with you at all. Because
you feel that we're...
That's not...
On the Facebook and calling your other personal contacts, that's not multitasking.
Yeah.
That's slacking off.
Yeah.
Multitasking can be positive and productive. I've done it my whole life.
Have you not set a schedule for yourself mentally at the beginning of the day? Say, I'm going to get this done. Let me finish.
A to-do
I'm going
to
get this.
Usually.
Yes.
I know what you're going with this.
And so then during the day, emails, phone calls, texts, interruptions, people walking in, and you at the end of the day you say, gee, I never got what I needed to get done today. I didn't get that done.
No.
Does that happen? No, wait, not once in a while, often.
No.
That does not happen to me often.
No.
Serious.
No. So then you guys are really good that you don't overextend yourselves and prepare
no,
to
No, I just keep working till the work is done.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not like your. See, your generation used to go to work 9 to 5 and walk out the door when the day was done.
Oh,
see,
true. Nowadays, don't even
I think
say
our work
that.
I think of the younger people is by far better than your generation.
I doubt it.
How come in the '70s they were talking about cool? the 4-day work week? We don't talk about that. We talk about a 6 and 7 day work week.
I found a way to
what
write,
about
you can
the
write emails. I can write emails at 2-3 in the morning, right, and schedule them to go out at 9 a.m.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's so. Great. No, that's cool
yeah.
technology, but that's not multitasking. You're not doing something else while you're doing that.
What he's saying is he keeps working and he.
I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is...
But also, multitasking does occur thanks to things like an email going out at 9 in the morning, and it appears he's multitasking.
Well, that's
and
can also be listen, you can also set a machine, push the button to make 400 copies of something and walk away from the machine and go answer a telephone. That you want to call multitasking, too?
I don't know.
It's a machine. It's exactly the same thing. A machine is doing a task at this point.
Your main argument is watching TV and doing something at the same time.
No, not my main argument.
You can't watch TV and do something at the same time.
I'm telling you that nobody can do the same... two functions at the same time.
Why not?
Your brain is not capable of
Why
doing
not?
That.
That's where you're wrong.
Because
you are
brain-
completely capable of doing it. I do it for muscle memory. A lot of the things I do is data entry, where it doesn't require a lot of my higher level brain function to actually achieve the goal. Mm-hmm. Whereas I can have a conversation with someone while I'm doing that. I do it every day. How can you tell me I don't?
Right. So if Joe is doing the show right now, he's getting the tags, he's making sure the levels are okay, and if he sneaks a few emails in there, too, to some sponsors, that's multitasking.
Is that multitasking? Or is that serial tasking?
I think that's multitasking.
I think it's multitasking.
Serial
tasking.
No.
See, like, what's your definition of multitasking? Like, literally doing two things at one time?
Correct. That's what multitasking is, and people don't do it. And serial tasking...
All right,
tasking,
talking on the phone and typing something. People, multitasking or no?
No, that's multitasking.
Okay.
So people... But when they do that, their job suffers. Their work product suffers.
But
all of that's can you drive and text at the same time? Sure.
No.
But one oh yes you can. Oh yes you can. People do it constantly.
Sometimes I'd rather see 5 things done at 80% than the 2 things done at 100.
No. You know what? That's the problem. That 80% is good enough for a lot of people, and that's not good enough.
All right, so what would you rather have?
100%. I want 100%.
You don't have time for that anymore.
Oh,
there's not enough time anymore.
That's what the problem is, too. That's what the problem is. Everybody thinks mediocre is okay. Mediocre is not okay.
No, it's not saying that. It's just saying that the fact that you don't have time to do everything. If you had time to do everything, then you know what?
Yeah.
That'd be great, but no one does. Or else you don't have enough money to spend to pay someone to do all these things at 100% because it takes too long.
So we are paying you to do a job. You're going to give me 80% and somebody else has to fill in the other 20%.
Well, no, it's to say, look, if we could hire somebody to sit at the recording console the whole show, then the show might be engineered a little bit better, but I'd rather it be... a little bit less and have him get all these other things.
You have to be able to deal
time.
With some things that are not 100% in order to survive.
You don't always have the luxury of being able
succeed,
to...
Success is... Unless you have someone who's going to work for less, which doesn't happen.
Then you have to figure out a way to make it work.
You can't, though. What if you can't? So should you stop?
I don't... See, that's what I think is a problem for today. I think that people accept less than as okay. I don't agree with that. And, you know, the creative juices don't flow when you're stressed out and you're overwhelmed. All of these things, whether it's a professional job, a creative job, I don't agree with you.
You're thinking very small, I think.
Nope.
I think you're putting things into, like, packages where things can... So you have... Seven
well,
jobs.
Then tell me how come that people can't drive and text at the same time?
Because you're
Why?
Using your hands.
But people can
I
do it.
I just got a ticket for that.
People do it. So you're capable of doing it, right?
Yeah.
So when you're doing it, are you focused in on driving and texting?
No.
Well, tell me.
The problem is your hand control. If you're texting and driving, your hands are only in one
place. Okay, what about this?
Your mind can't be in two places at one time. When you're sitting there having a conversation
exactly
with someone, you completely focus. You completely focus when you're sitting talking to someone.
Correct.
You're not thinking about anything else right now.
That's
you're just
right.
completely focused about one thing.
That's right.
Then I think your mind is not at the level that Jack's
That's
mind is.
That's not true.
We have trained our mind
to
do multiple things at a certain time. That's what we do. Like, right now, Jack is doing two things at one time.
And right now,
Jack is having the conversation with
Okay, and you know what? And you know what? It also stopped you for a second to see what Jack was doing.
No, it
and
did
then,
not.
Oh, yes, you did.
Did
watched
I keep
this.
Talking? Did my
no, you lost
come
it.
Out?
You
I,
lost it
I,
for
I
a second or two.
Out.
I certainly watched it. I saw it, and I'm
notice,
not buying
Joe?
It. Can I just
I
finish my
you guys,
discussion?
You guys are yelling.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Joe.
That's what he does. He does that what best. Now, I have one more question. So, if you can't text because you got to use your hands and drive, why is it that that you can't talk on the phone and drive. People crash all the time.
Well, all right.
What you shouldn't do either. I mean,
what you really,
but wait, it's a multitask.
Can I?
Yeah, people are capable of it, but it's not
safe. Life and death is on the line.
Can I say something?
You are saying something.
Driving at not 100% is something you should completely focus on, because there is, it's more dangerous than if I don't get an email out properly. Like, that's not going to kill anybody. It's not going to hurt or maim anybody if I send an email improperly.
Sorry, it's just a...
Secondly, I think it's a level of intelligence that allows people to multitask better
than
others. Oh,
my God.
Well, and, hold on. Well, one last thing. We've got Brandon Hoy here, one of the owners of Roberta's. He doesn't have to say anything, but just give me a visual. Yes or no, do you multitask throughout the day?
Yeah, of course everybody does. Does it mean that they're performing at the level that they should?
I think he performs it at a very high level.
This is where the intelligence comes in.
I don't agree. Yeah. So, anyway. There we go. Let's say...
I think it's a level of intelligence.
Let's say...
I'm going with that. I'm smarter than everyone else in the
world. Okay.
I'm out!
Let's say goodbye. This topic was hot. Got everybody's blood going. Man. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
's for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.